Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal. On the show with us this week, we've got Cancer Bats vocalist Liam Cormier.
Yeah, you nailed it.
All right. What's going on, Liam? Thanks so much for being on the show.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Of course. You and your bandmates lost friends who passed away last year, Liam. What made Searching for Zero a catharsis for those losses?
That whole time for us was such a huge, you know, kind of thing. I'm sure as anyone who's gone through that will tell you, you know, it's just like while we're on tour, all of these people that were so close to the band, we were, you know, finding out news from their families and from like loved ones and things while we're, you know, in the middle of a highway. And feeling like that disconnect was kind of where some of the ideas for the record kind of came back. When we were working on, you know, the actual music, it's like, oh, here's the most impactful kind of thing. And it was when we were even just leaving a friend's memorial. Our friend Alan Riches, he's guitar tech on our records and, you know, has been in bands. We've been going to shows with him forever. And it was like, as Jay and I were driving away from his memorial, I was like, yeah, this is 100% what this song is about. You know, it's like there's no kind of other way to deal with that, I think, for us, you know, and to also just like, you know, honor those people in our lives.
Liam from Cancer Bats is our guest on the show tonight. Cancer Bats' new album, Searching for Zero, is out now. They're on tour through the end of March. Check out the dates online from the album, Searching for Zero. This is Arsenic in the Year of the Snake. Full Metal Jackie, Liam Cormier from Cancer Bats is our guest on the show this week, talking about the new album, Searching for Zero. And Liam, how did taking time off from the band rejuvenate your enthusiasm for making Cancer Bats music?
It was great. I mean, just being able to kind of explore some different things that we were all into. One of the big reasons why we took time off was because Scott, our guitar player, he had an opportunity to go learn how to build guitars in Spain, or like an island off the coast of Spain. And he was like, is it cool if I do this? And we're like, yeah, dude, like, that's amazing. Like, go and do it. Like, let's all take some time off. Like, I own a motorcycle that I never ride. Like, let's go and be real people. So it was amazing to be able to do that and just kind of even take some time to think about, like, you know, what we wanted to try on the next record, and without having to like come up with that idea the next day. It was great.
It's Full Metal Jackie still to come this hour. Josta's weekly pick from the pit. Going to get to new music from Psycroptic and more with our guest Liam from Cancer Bats. Full Metal Jackie with Cancer Bats vocalist Liam Cormier on the show with us. Liam, what changes most about a band's camaraderie after it's been together for 11 years?
I think the biggest thing being in a band for that long is where you kind of develop beyond just, you know, the basic friendship that I think you start a band, and it becomes more of, not to sound cliche, but like that brotherhood that kind of develops, because you're in this intense relationship with these three other dudes that like you see them more than your wives or girlfriends or family or anyone. And I feel like that's where, you know, you develop this deep brother, like, you know, you're gonna laugh, you're gonna cry, you're gonna fight, you know what I mean? And through all that, you're still gonna be, you know, together and like living through all of these things. And in ultimately the most positive way, because at the end of it, you can come back and be like, we're still friends, we still wanna make music together. It's like, okay.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Liam Cormier, singer for Cancer Bats, on the show with us this evening. Searching for Zero, the new album from Cancer Bats, came out this week. Going to take a quick break. Coming up next, Josta's weekly pick from the pit, and we'll also have Liam pick a tune. It's all on the way. Full Metal Jackie with Liam Cormier from Cancer Bats on the show, and you work with a different producer, Ross Robinson, on this album, Searching for Zero. What other different things did you try when making this record?
Well, one of the big things, I mean, even once we decided we were going to work with Ross, or when Ross decided he was going to work with us, was, you know, learning his approach to making records. I'm sure everybody who's recorded an album, you set out a click track, you record to this, you know, in like a very almost computerized fashion, where we looked into this beforehand. We're like, okay, I know for a fact that like Ross Robinson hates the click, wants to record a live record. I mean, that's what we ultimately want to try and do. So let's like start preparing for that now. Like, let's, you know, start jamming these songs live. Let's start, you know, not worrying about a click, not worrying about a tempo, but making sure that we're just writing, you know, road ready songs. Almost looking at it in a backwards sort of way, where you're just like, well, we don't play to a click live when you're in, you know, a bar in Saskatoon. So it wouldn't make sense for us to do this in the studio per se. So it was really awesome, kind of like changing our whole mentality coming into this record and almost forgetting what we've, you know, come to learn as the norm for recording or anything, just in preparation to kind of work with Ross.
Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, new music from Enslaved, and more with our guest, Liam Cormier, singer for Cancer Bats. Full Metal Jackie with Cancer Bats vocalist Liam Cormier on the show. How has searching for zero changed the way you approach singing?
This has been, I mean, for me, the first album I think that I've really stepped up to actually singing. And I mean, I think for anyone who hasn't heard the tracks, to not be terrified that, you know, it's still very rough. If anything, it's like learning to be more melodic and learning that I actually have a range and that I don't have to just kind of scream through everything. But the biggest thing for that was, you know, in us learning as many Black Sabbath songs as we had, doing our kind of Bat Sabbath alter ego side project, I actually had to learn how to sing a lot of those Aussie parts, and I couldn't just scream through it, or I just didn't feel right screaming through, you know, Snowblind or like some of these more melodic songs. And in doing that, it kind of opened up, you know, my range and kind of where my voice was at to maybe try some more melodic ideas that I always had thought about. And I think when it came down to it, it was just like I wasn't a strong enough singer to do any of those things. So I was really excited to like to push those ideas.
Liam from Cancer Bats on the show with us this evening. Quick break, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week coming up. Also new music from Enslaved, who just put out an album this week. And of course, more with Liam. It's all on the way. That was new music from Enslaved and their 13th studio album, In Times. Liam from Cancer Bats on the show with us again. Pick up the new record, Searching for Zero. And Liam, what could we expect from Cancer Bats this year?
Definitely excited to hit the road. We've taken, you know, almost a year and a half off from touring. So all of us are really excited to play these songs live and especially to do a lot more shows in the States, which we haven't done as much of. So excited to do a headline tour in the U.S. almost as the first set of touring that we're doing along the East Coast. And then definitely coming out to the West Coast, hopefully in the fall.
Awesome. Well, really looking forward to seeing you guys. Good luck with this new record. And Liam, thank you so much for being on the show.
Cheers. Thanks so much for having me.